Welcome to our video worship service for Palm Sunday, April 5th, 2020. Though we desire to gather together to be the physical body of Christ, to sing hymns of rejoicing, to wave palm branches, and to know we are in the presence of God, each of us is doing our part to stay safer at home for ourselves, our loved ones, and the wider community. We remember that though we cannot place our offerings in the plate to maintain the work of this congregation, we can send our offerings to Financial Secretary Kelly Clatius. Maundy Thursday is this coming Thursday, when we celebrate the Last Supper of our Lord. A video of my celebrating Holy Communion will be on our website for that day. Please gather your own bread and cup, watch the video, and partake in the Eucharist. Friday is Good Friday, when through worship we tell again the story of the crucifixion of Jesus. The website will have a video for that day of my reading of the Passion of Christ. Sunday is Easter. I love the music of Easter even more than of Christmas. The melodies are uplifting. The words celebrate the resurrection, and together they are so joyous. I will miss being gathered to sing with full hearts and voices. However, we will still remember and rejoice in that day in our own homes. The website will have a video of worship for you on that day. I hope that you join us throughout this Holy Week. And now let us begin our worship service. Lift your heads and behold Emmanuel, God with us. Behold our God who comes riding on a donkey, the ruler who dares to be last rather than first. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Triumphant God who comes to us as one who seeks and serves, lead us through the events of this Holy Week that we may receive Christ afresh into our lives and embody Christ's Spirit into the world. Fill now our hearts with gospel joy as with anticipation we enter this sanctuary. Bless us in these branches we bring that are in our hearts and our minds, that our very being shall cry aloud, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest heaven. Amen. And our reading of the Palm Sunday scripture from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 2, and then 19 through 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And though we don't hold palms in our hands at this moment, we remember all the years that we have held palms, and we bless those memories, and we bless the palms that others are holding today. God be with you. Let us give thanks to God Most High, for it is right to give God thanks and praise. Let us pray. O God, who in Jesus Christ triumphantly entered Jerusalem, heralding a week of pain and sorrow, be with us now as we follow the way of the cross. In these events of defeat and victory, you have sealed the closeness of death and resurrection, of humiliation and exaltation. We thank you for these branches that promise to become for us symbols of martyrdom and majesty. Bless them and us, that their use this day may announce in our time that Christ has come, that Christ will come again. Amen. Come, Christ Jesus. our collect for illumination. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray. Eternal God, whose whisper silences the shouts of the mighty, quiet within us every voice but your own. Speak to us now through the witness of Jesus Christ, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we may receive grace to show forth Christ's love in our lives. Committed to your service. Amen. In our reading of the Gospel according to Matthew, the 21st chapter, the first 11 verses. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them. He sat on them, and a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Here ends our reading from God's holy word. Let us pray. O God, we ask that you bless now the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts, that it might be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Though we gather today by video in isolated homes, our desire is to be together, the physical body of Christ, to sing our hymns of rejoicing, to wave the palm branches that are at the florist that we are not using, and to know that we are in the presence of God. Each of us is doing our parts to stay safer at home for ourselves, our loved ones, and the wider community. Throughout history, humans of every faith have faced war, pestilence, depressions, and various other threats, all crises that forced them to be homebound. Now, for the first time in most of our lives, we are a grounded people. The history of Christianity shows that in the beginning, the believers were throughout the Roman Empire. And because of conflict and oppression by the Romans, they had to be secret about their belief in order to stay safer. That through the ages, Christians have been holding worship quietly in their homes in one location or another because the nation state deemed them a threat, or they were a minority, or war was waging. We remember individuals such as Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was imprisoned for his opposition to Adolf Hitler, was pastor of a congregation and unable to worship with them while he was in prison, and yet he celebrated those days. Or those of another faith, as we remember Anne Frank and her family who were Jewish, hidden in the attic of neighbors to be kept safe from the Nazis, unable to observe their Passover. Currently, we are staying in the safety of our homes, not because of oppression or war or discrimination, rather because of a virus. The virus is microscopic in size. It is unable to transport itself. It depends on humans to spread it. Unfortunately, it is hostile to the very beings that carry it from one place to another, causing us to become sick, suffer, and for some of us, it leads to death. Sounds a little bit like the Passion, doesn't it? We remember just weeks ago the joy we were experiencing with coming of spring, the warm weather, the joyous time was approaching, people were planning their travels for spring break or summer vacations, for graduations and weddings. The Passion Week begins with such joyous feelings, great hope for freedom, great joy for God's presence in life, celebration, the celebration of God with us, singing and shouting for the coming of God's Messiah into the city, into the temple, into our very lives. The week turned out to be one of transition, a time when joy became silent and forgotten, a time when fears grew, a time when followers experienced isolation, a time of being overwhelmed with loneliness, a time when the worst possible scenarios became reality. The week for Jesus' disciples was a week when their minds were forced to let go of old habits, of old agendas, of old ways or plans. Their hearts were cracked open, which is so painful, but leads to new ways, new loves, new hopes. While this transition was a grief journey, it was just that, a transition. It was not the end. For us living in a new, frightening, lonely way, it seems similar. We, too, are in a transition. The transition from our life and ways before the threat of coronavirus and the new way of life after. We cannot imagine nor foresee the new way. Not yet. First, we must endure this time of transition. We fear the unknown. We are on a grief journey. But it is not the end. Most importantly, we know that we are not alone. We have one who has done this before, Jesus, who carried his cross, who endured a painful death, who promised to always be with us. He came that we might know God, that we would be reconciled with God, that we might have life, light, and love. In this time of isolation for safety, in this time of transition, let us spend time to draw closer to our God. Let us be confident in God's presence with us. Let us hope. Amen. And now let us pray. O God, we pray that you enter into our worship and into our lives as you did into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday long ago. Be our gentle conqueror. On this first day of the week that is called Holy Week, enable us to offer a disciple's praise whenever we meet Jesus Christ on our way. Teach us to heed Christ's bidding, even when the requests seem strange or the teachings reach beyond our ability to understand. Strengthen us to stand by Christ and to accept risk as an element of faithfulness. Confront us with our capacity to deny and to crucify. O Jesus, could anyone but you who carried the cross to Calvary maintain that life's burden is light? To all who are crushed, to all who tend to live frivolously, grant the strength of your love and make us attentive to all who suffer on their way of the cross. The sick, the prisoners, the refugees, the lonely, the unloved, the despised, the misunderstood. Teach us to discover your cross in our crosses. As this week passes, speak to us through its events, reminding us of your constant love, surprising grace, and caring power. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And let us pray as Christ taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now, go forth in celebration, asserting the presence among us. Christ is here as promised. Go forth in reflectiveness, remembering how quickly we change. We reject tomorrow the one whom we embrace today. Go forth in joy, knowing that God is with us. The suffering is not in vain. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be with you and abide with you always. Amen.